Anti-government protests and fighting is spreading across Ukraine despite pledges by the president to reshuffle his government. Stefan Boss reports.
In a meeting with church officials and other religious leaders, Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych vowed to push through changes to his cabinet, grant amnesty to dozens of jailed activists, and amend harsh anti-protest legislation. Yet in a statement, his office said the Ukrainian leader also told representatives of the All-Ukrainian Council of Churches and other groups that authorities will have to end the anti-government violence carried out by what he called radicals. He said opposition leaders have no more influence on the escalating tensions. Hours later, huge fireballs lit up the night sky in central Kyiv, while clashes resumed near barricades. Anti-government protests have also spread to other parts of Ukraine, including in the town of Chernivtsi, where the original government building was seized by demonstrators after talks with the governor failed to produce results. Though more than 100 people have been detained, thousands more are taking part in similar actions across half the country, especially in western and central regions. In some cases, officials have joined their rally. One police captain said he resigned because he felt his colleagues' tactics were too heavy-handed. He says once Jesus was beaten, tortured and given a cross to bear. Demonstrators here in peacetime are tortured, stripped in the snow. I am ashamed to face colleagues who commit such unlawful acts against their own people, says the man who only gives his name as Yaroslav. So far, at least three demonstrators are now known to have died. But protesters have warned there may be all-out war in Ukraine if the president does not resign and the country does not move towards the European Union. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.